It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, and it's Elliot Short Parks in for John today. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning as we broadcast from Borgata, our home base, every single Friday morning. Well, Phils do it again last night. They lose, you know, yet again. It's been a very tough stretch lately. I mean, it's frustrating. Look, we'll talk about it, obviously. The Braves take 2-3 from the Phils. New series tonight in Kansas City. 34 games to go in the season. Phils got to get their act together. Eagles with a preseason game tomorrow, final one. The rare Saturday afternoon preseason game. We'll get into that reality. Of course, the Birds made a trade yesterday. Jahan Dotson acquired from the Washington football squad, whatever the hell they're called these days. So we'll get into that and more. Your phone calls on all this at 215-592-9494. Elliot, what's going on, buddy?
What up? How you doing this morning?
Doing well, man. Excited that the Eagles have what should be an upgrade at the third wide receiver. Not excited.
I was going to say, are you doing well after last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guys.
I know.
It's like, I can't say it's taken years off my life, but I can say this. It hasn't been enjoyable lately with the Phillies. I mean, it really hasn't. So, all right, let's get into it at 215-592-9494. Curious everyone's reaction, obviously, to the game, to the series. You know, this is a squad the Phillies really could play come October in the first round. That's a viable possibility. By the way, the Phillies, for those that don't know, the Phillies are currently only 7.5 games up on a playoff spot right now. So that's, you know, now starting to come into focus. And it's been a stretch, man. It has been a stretch now in 64 games. And this, again, goes back to since they've gone to London. 64 games, the Phillies are 30-34. So, look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. And, Elliot, before you say something, let me say to Fran, I can't hear anything in my ears. So whatever you just changed, I need you to change it back. Elliot, what do you make of what's going on with the Phillies?
Well, I don't know if you're going to want to hear this. So maybe tell Fran, you know, give you a few minutes. Because what I have to say is not good. And, you know, watching the game last night, I was actually thinking of our good buddy James when I was watching last night. Because I remember last year going to every playoff game with James, standing behind home plate in the concourse. And I said to James at one point, I think the Phillies are the best ticket in town. And it's like seeing a rock concert. You go, you see the stars, it's like a magical environment, and you know they're going to win. Like, they were magic.
It was magic.
For 2 years, yep. This team was magic. Last night, to me, that magic is officially gone. I don't view them as that special group of guys that I used to before. There was a long stretch with this team. I remember after Eagles games, like Sixers games, talking to people and saying, well, the Phillies would never lose that game. Like, the Phillies are clutch. The Phillies would get it done. Bryce would find a way. Schwarber would find a way. You know, Ranger out of the bullpen. Cassiano's multiple home runs. And they were a team that I think as a city we thought was different. I think last night and really throughout this stretch, they're not different. This is not a special group of players. They're not a special clutch group of players. The magic that this team had and like had in a bottle, and it was amazing for the stretch that they had it, it's gone. And I think you've seen it this season. So last night, perfect example. They get a chance to win a series against the Braves, tied 1-1. And I went and I looked, and this year, when they have split the first two games of a season, so win-loss, loss-win, whatever, when they get to that crucial third game where they get to leave a series with a good feeling, where they get to step up, where they get to have a series win, this year they are 6-12 in those games. And in their last 8 chances to do it, they're 2-6. They've lost to the Braves twice in that stretch. They've lost to the D-backs. They've lost to the Guardians. They've lost to the Twins. They lost to the A's. Like, this idea that when Bryce gets to the plate that he's going to do something is gone. Last night, right? 1-run game, top of the ninth. Bryce gets up, boom, out. The eighth inning, Trey Turner. Last year, I remember tweeting, thank you, Jack, every time he did something amazing. Boom, double play. When's the last time this team did something special? I mean, has it happened at all this year?
Well, it certainly did for a while, and then it didn't. Look, I think a lot of what you said resonates with me. And by the way, everyone, obviously, you can weigh in on last night and what Elliot's saying, big picture, 215-592-9494 with the magic on. A lot of what you said resonates with me, Elliot, but not sort of your thesis statement that the magic is gone. I grant that it may be in time, but I'm not there yet, and I don't think it's there yet, meaning I think it's still there. Let me unpack this for a second. I would frame this differently. I wouldn't say they've lost the magic. Now, they're not playing with it right now, but there's also big stretches the last two seasons in which they demonstrated freaking remarkable magic, particularly in October, and there were big stretches of both seasons where they stunk. So I would not, and it's not like the Phillies have stunk lately. They're 30-34 in their last 64. Now, that's mediocre and slightly below, but it's, you know, below average, if you will. But this is a situation where I would say, and I view this from a town standpoint, a fan standpoint, my personal standpoint, and I would imagine this resonates with many. I wouldn't say they've lost the magic yet. I would say they've lost their innocence. I would say we view them different because of these struggles. And look, I've seen this before. I saw it with the Eagles group with Donovan and Doc, who were on the ascend until they lost to Tampa Bay. And I would say that day the Eagles lost their innocence. Now, here's the deal. 2 years later was the best group of that group in 04. They didn't lose the Super Bowl in 04 because they lost to Tampa Bay in 02. We viewed them differently after that, but they were still a great team. And unfortunately, they got bested by Tom Brady and a great defense and obviously a better coach in Belichick. I mean, look, the Sixers in the 70s, the Phillies in the 70s, there are these teams. Sometimes they get to the mountaintop like those squads did, eventually 83 and 80, you know, Sixers and Phils. Some squads don't. The Lindros group never did. Here's the thing. I hear you, Elliot, on the magic. I agree it was real. I agree it feels different. But I know this. 2 years ago, this squad, this basically almost the same squad, some guys different, but largely the same. 2 years ago, for those that don't know, in September of 2022, before that magic carpet ride of that first red October, they're back, all right, that old thing, Phillies had two different five-game losing streaks. Bryce Harper couldn't hit the ball. Couldn't hit the ball in September. You know, last year, Aaron Nola couldn't pitch well. He was just muddling for a long time. So I think it's premature, in my opinion, even though they're not playing good baseball right now, in my opinion, it's premature, Elliot, to say they've lost
the
magic.
So I agree that as I sit here today, the Borgata, I can't say that they won't win the World Series. They have a roster and a collection of guys that have the talent to do it. But what I'm talking about is I have lost faith in them that in big moments, that magic they had before, that they will have.
Don't
those
you
big
think?
Moments.
I know you've lost faith. I hear it. I hear it from a lot of people. Don't you think that you might be jumping the gun?
No. It doesn't mean they can't recapture it. But where they're at right now, and I think the way you put it, that innocence, right? There was a stretch with this team where because they didn't have those past playoff failures, because they were having those magical runs, they could do no wrong in the eyes of the city. Every big moment in those playoff games, I remember standing there with James behind home plate, and obviously the Diamondbacks didn't end the way we wanted. But for a lot of that stretch, there was always that feeling of, okay, he'll get a hit. They're going to get it out here. Kirkring's going to come in and, you know, get that inning that they need. So while things could shift back, I just look at this team, and I don't even think they believe it anymore. I think they themselves don't feel that they're that group that they were before. When I watch them in these big moments, they don't have that confidence they used to have. That dugout doesn't look the same to me. They look like, yes, they have the talent. And so, of course, could they go on a run in October? Obviously. They have hitters that get hot. We've seen that. But they're just not that same group to me anymore. I don't view them the same.
Look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. I mean, we'll ask you, obviously, first and foremost, your reaction to the game last night and the series. Phils dropped 2-3. Do you agree with Elliot the Phils have lost the magic? Do you agree with him that, you know, they're not really the squad we thought they were? I mean, Seltzer, this series, that last night's game, this stretch, whatever portion you want to take, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I'm annoyed every night. It's frustrating watching this team, like, especially to the point that you made where they were special for the first 60 games or whatever it was the season. They really were. It was a special start to the season. I mean, they were on, you know, a record pace, not an insubstantial way into the season.
Right.
But, look, I'm frustrated. I agree. I watch them at night, and I don't think they're going to come back the way I used to. I don't look at them in the same way at this moment. But like you just said, Joe, I mean, in 2022, the third to last game of the season, yep. We thought they were a bunch of losers. Literally, we said that on the air.
Until that night, and they actually won something.
They won a something. Playoff
spot, and they popped champagne and showed personality.
And then Gene Segura got a hit, and then they almost won the World Series. Like, baseball's weird like that. Yeah. And we talk about it every year. It's why you hate the extra wild cards, right? Like, it's a crapshoot when you get to the playoffs. It's chaos. And so I can't overreact right now. When I saw the Rangers last year have a 9-game losing streak, go 5-15.
Didn't they really?
They had a 9-game losing streak, and they went 5-15 over a stretch of August. August.
Wow.
Sound familiar? So, like, and then they won the World Series. They blew the division last year. They were up on the Astros at the end of the season and blew it, and then won as a wild card. So, like, I am definitely frustrated, and I am not nearly as confident in this group as I used to be. But to say that it's, like, done, they're cooked, I can't get there.
So, I mean, I think those are excellent points, and James, you say this to me consistently, like, it's baseball, things happen, right? And you're right, over a long stretch, things can happen. But to me, that sounds a lot like, well, they could win it with a backup quarterback. Like, yeah, anything could happen. They could win the Super Bowl again with a backup quarterback, but that's not a belief in the team. That's a belief that anything can happen, that's the change.
Ellie, you think they lost their mojo?
Yeah, of course they've lost their mojo. I think the entire thing has. I think the fan base doesn't believe in them the same. I think the players don't believe in them the same. This is what happens when you have playoff losses like they did last year. People hate when I compare them to the Sixers, but there's a similar feeling right now for me where it's gone from, they're good enough to win, but now I'm waiting for how they'll lose as opposed to how they'll win. And I was not like that with this team the past 2 years.
Devin, what Elliot's saying, it resonate with you?
A little bit. So I think I'm going to go back to something I said a couple weeks ago, and I hate to be, you know, a big vibes person, but this team is just deflated. I'm not having fun watching them, and I hate to keep making this comparison to the Eagles last season, but similar in that they just look like, you mentioned mojo, Joe, they don't have a mojo, they don't have confidence. You know, when the camera pans over to the dugout, even after, you know, they get on base, the guys are just kind of looking lackluster, they're looking exhausted. I think back to something Brandon Marsh said in April in a post-game interview. He said, when he was doing really well, he said, it just feels like it's August now. And that, now that it is actually August and we're seeing them just play with no energy, no confidence, is always on my mind when I see, especially him, struggling for the most part.
He has a lot.
Because I think they're exhausted, they're burnt out, and I worry that maybe they used up all that magic, if you want to call it that, energy early in the season. What gives me hope is that it is baseball, and in baseball, you know, you can get back at it the very next day. I don't have confidence. And we talk about magic, and they had magical postseason runs the last two seasons. But the last two postseasons, they also ran out of that magic, and
that's
they
a great
lost.
Point.
They hit a brick wall.
They didn't win at all.
That's right. That's
so
right.
What makes you think that that's not going to happen again, even if they do somehow get it back?
So look, we'll hear where everyone stands. I mean, it's the game last night. It's the series. It's the stretch again. The stretch now since they get on that plane to London is 30-34. And do you think Elliott's assertion that they've lost the magic is accurate? Yes or no? Or are you just not ready to say that yet, even though you might be thinking it's true, but you're not ready to declare it yet? 215-592-9494. Elliott in for John. We broadcast today from Borgata. Great to be with you on this Friday morning. We'll get to the Dotson situation. That was a pretty interesting acquisition yesterday by the Birds. That and more up ahead. Your phone calls as well on 94. All right, great to be with you on this Friday morning as we jam to some Zeppelin here from Borgata. So, all right, the Phils, it hasn't been good, and really for a while. Magic gone or not, you tell us. Now, one more thing before we get to the calls. Eagles made a trade yesterday. So, Dotson acquired from Washington. Now, the Eagles give up a 3. They give up 2 7s. They acquire Dotson and a 5. Interesting career first-round pick. Obviously, it hasn't panned out quite to the extent that Washington expected. They dump him. Sounds like there were some issues down there. They didn't love his effort, sounds like, in camp. Elliot, two-part question, and then we'll get right to the phones. Number one, how thin were the Eagles with their third wide receiver? Question two, what does Dotson bring to the table?
Yeah, I think the fact they gave up a third tells you how thin they were. I mean, Johnny Wilson and John Ross were their top two backups, I would say, outside of Paris Campbell, AJ, and Devontae. And they both missed the last week with a concussion. So in practice, they were having Joseph Ngata up there with the first team. Britton Covey was getting a ton of targets. Britton Covey got like 50 targets in training camp this year. That's how reliant they were, in a way, on him taking first team reps.
Can I just ask you this? Is Campbell any good?
So Campbell also missed a lot of time in training camp, which I think is one of the reasons they also felt they need to make a move, because he did miss time. I think he can be, at this point, a solid NFL receiver, like an average NFL receiver. I think the difference with Dotson is Dotson still has special qualities to his game. And the third round pick that they gave up, it's not nothing. This isn't Howie pulling.
I agree.
Yeah, like it is an asset that they gave up for this guy. But the reason I think it was a smart move is because, A, he's only 24 and he's played 2 years in the NFL. So he checks the box of helps the team now, but also is not going to be out of the league in 2 years, or you're only, you know, he could play the next 4 or 5 years here if he wanted. So they were incredibly thin at receiver, and what he brings them is an ability to truly move guys around. We think of him as a slot receiver because that's like the size profile that he is, but he has played more snaps in his career on the outside than he has in the slot. In fact, a significant amount. He spent the majority of his career on the outside. So by bringing him in, you, A, can play him in the slot. He's good at it. He has that skill set. But now you can move guys around. And if AJ or Devontae were to go down, Dotson profiles as somebody that could be a 5-6 week replacement for one of them, and they definitely didn't have that before.
Well, look, we'll see, you know, what you make of it. 215-592-9494. I mean, it sure does feel like an upgrade. Now, there's a cost to it. Obviously, you got to, you know, pay him, you know, first round pick salary, and you know, you give up a third round pick, get back a 5, give out 2 7s. So it's kind of convoluted there. But you know, giving up a 3 is no small thing.
Now they did have in 2025 have 2 third round picks.
Yeah. Just. So. You know, but I want this guy to deliver for that cost. That's a, you know, that's not nothing. Someone's also not going to make the team as a result, and it's really interesting because you know Covey's going to make the team as a returner. So that's definitely 4 wide receivers. The two main starters, AJ and Devontae. Dotson obviously is your 3. Covey makes it, even though he might not be your 4th receiver.
Campbell.
See. Does he definitely make it?
Yeah, Campbell will make the team.
Well, then that's it, right?
Well, Johnny Wilson, too.
Johnny Wilson.
So I got 6 receivers?
So I think they're going to keep A.J. Devontae, Paris Campbell, Dotson, and Johnny Wilson. Absolute locks.
Well, they're keeping Covey.
And Covey. Well, so, yeah, Covey would be 6, yep.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm just saying, that's unusual. I'm just telling you, I wonder on this Paris Campbell thing.
They could keep 7, too.
Oh, they're not going to keep 7.
Well, we're looking over the, I mean, Anaya Smith was, what, a 5th-round pick?
Dude, I'm just telling you, some guys are getting cut that you might not expect.
Well, I think a difference with this team is they don't have 53 players worthy of a roster spot. Like, they probably have 47 or 48. There are open spots at the end of this roster where they can just keep guys because they drafted them. They're not loaded with talent at the end of the roster.
All right, so if you want to react to the Dotson acquisition, and obviously the Phils having lost again last night, 30 and 34 now in their last 64, and maybe for the first time this whole time, it Seltzer, I'm just going to say it. It almost feels like they're playing with fire on a playoff spot.
Oh, God.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, I can't get there.
I'm not thinking about it much, but just know this. The Mets blew 1-1 time. Obviously, we all remember it. They were 7 up with 17 to go. The Phillies blew 1-1 time, and it's an all-time all-timer. They were 6.5 up with 12 to go. I mean, the Phillies right now are let me get this right here, are 7.5 up with 34 to go. Make of it what you will. I don't think they've lost the magic yet, but I think they better get their butts in gear. 215-592-9494. Andrew in Havertown kicks us off. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Joe.
What's going on, buddy?
So, early beat the hammer question for you. So, yeah. In 2011, Charlie Manuel relieved this coach from his staff. You know who it is?
Well, I remember he did one in either 10 or 11, so I'll just guess Milt Thompson because I know it was one of those 2 years during the season.
So then, why is it that Kevin Long has been absolved from any responsibility?
Wait a minute, Well, hold on, you don't just get to pivot to your point. I mean, Andrew, that's the hammer being the hammer. How about a little, you know, early praise here? Holy hell, man. Praise and then point.
Yeah, Andrew knows it wasn't that impressive.
Not point,
you know? We all remember the Milt Thompson thing, you know?
And I go into that point because the 2011 Phillies had stretches like this where you had their pitching, you know, perform how, like, the Phillies are doing now. And now they can't hit. They can't hit. And they had a lot of better hitters back then. I mean, they had Howard and Utley. And, you know, I don't think as the lineup stands today is better than that lineup. I'm just
one of the problems, though, and 10 this applied to, and 2011 this certainly applied to. I mean, the bottom line is Howard and Utley were just going backwards.
Yeah.
They just were. Well, I mean, Howard and Utley were two players. And part of it was because they both came up later than most major leaguers come up that are excellent. I mean, those guys were in their prime extremely early in their career.
Yeah, they came up way later.
I mean,
than
Ryan Howard's best year was his second full season.
Yeah,
that
without a doubt. And it was an all-time great season.
Correct.
Well, do we know why Alec Boehm wasn't in the lineup last night?
No idea. No, yeah. I don't. And a better question, real quick, a better question is why the hell was Wes Wilson playing third? Put him in left field and play Sosa at third or something, but Wes Wilson is not a third baseman, and we saw that in spades last night.
Yeah, right out of the gate. Was that early? That was early in the game, right?
Yeah, 2 hours. He's abysmal.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, can I ask Elliot a question real quick?
Yes.
Well, hold on. He asked a question to me. Yes, you are allowed to ask Elliot a question.
So you think where are they gonna carry extra players at? Corner or wide receiver? Because you can't have both, obviously. So try to get down to 53 by Sunday,
yeah,
right?
But no, by Tuesday. I think they could go heavy at both spots, and I think they'll go light at other spots. I think they'll probably only keep two tight ends on the initial 53. Mm. So that opens up a spot or two, depending on how many you thought they would keep there. I think at line, offensive line, they could go heavy, but I also think there's a shot that they...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They have such a smorgasbord of like the same guy in the interior backup spots that they could go a little light there and sign a few to the practice squad. I just think their best young players are at receiver and corner, so they'll just go heavy there and figure out the rest of it.
Andrew, good call, buddy. 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, you can win a pair of tickets to see Incubus at the Wells Fargo Center. This is a concert happening next week, August 27th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com as we give them away today. You can just flat out win them right here today. And here's how you do it. You got to call us, obviously, 215-592-9494. And you got to tell us what had a moment. Here's why. It's 24 years ago today, and those old enough to remember, many will remember, the final survivor of season one. Survivor was just this phenomenon, and it was a phenomenon for a couple of seasons. I mean, it went on for on and on and on, but it was a phenomenon there for a few years, and year one, obviously, the biggest. I mean, it was a big thing, all right? We ask you today at 215-592-9494.
125 million people watched at least some part of that finale. Yep,
I just
Googled
it. Are you serious?
Isn't that amazing? So it averaged 51.7 million viewers, and throughout the telecast, 125 million people.
Wow, that's incredible.
The last time a TV show that wasn't a sporting event got 125, I mean.
Probably that.
Yeah, honestly.
Probably, yes. I mean, maybe The Sopranos, but probably not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's cable TV.
It's cable, yeah.
Probably. All right, so here's the deal. What had a moment? Survivor had a moment. What had a moment? Now, let me just say this. You got to thread the needle with this one. It's got to be, you know, pretty big. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing ever, but it's got to be pretty big. But also not something that lasted for, you know, too long. Like the Roman Empire didn't have a moment. You know, the Rome, the Republic, and the Empire. I think it was like 700-900 years when you add up all the different incarnations of their government. That was a long one. Elliot, what had a moment?
So this is probably a Mount Rushmore, but I don't care because I was obsessed with it growing up.
Okay.
Pokemon.
Pokemon's a very good answer.
I used to like...
See, I would argue that that's still a thing, though.
Remember when, like, people were walking off, like, cliffs and stuff? That had a moment.
Well, that was in, like, 2020.
Well, I think it was slightly before that. Well, Pokemon
I like Pokemon, like...
I just think that the height of that was probably
when we were young.
It's not as big. Yeah, things can trickle on, but not be as big. Seltzer, something that had a moment.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to admit that I had one of these. I'm going to guess Elliot had one of these. It was it only had a moment because technologically it became obsolete very quickly. But beepers had a moment, man.
Yes, they did.
Well, I didn't have a beeper. How old do you think I am?
Well, I guess you're not quite as old as me because I did.
I remember when I was in school and if someone had a beeper, oh, he's a drug dealer.
The original thing, yeah.
And then everyone just
started getting beepers.
So how did beepers work, essentially? You got a notification.
You got a notification with a phone number, and you would call that number from a pay phone or whatever.
I always wanted, because like you see doctors in shows look at it.
And then if it was a real emergency, they'd put the phone number, then 911 at the end, and now you got to really call back quickly.
Yeah. Seltzer, you were a drug dealer, weren't you?
How many beepers?
This is too much knowledge for a non-drug dealer.
Non-drug dealers had beepers.
Devin, give me an answer. What had a moment?
So I'm going to go with more of a viral moment. Do you guys remember the dress when the entire world was debating if it was gold
this
or
is a good
blue?
One.
Yep,
yes,
I do.
I saw gold for what it's worth.
I saw blue.
There have been a couple of those things where it's like, because I remember some audio examples of that also. Which is it? Two different words. Anyway, all right. So there are a lot of ways to go here for what had a moan. Whoever provides the best answer wins the Incubus tickets at 215-592-9494. I mean, I'll give you one from the 90s for sure. The Macarena. I mean, that was a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the Seattle freaking, I don't know if it was the Seahawks or the Mariners. I mean, they had the whole stadium dancing one time to that thing. And they were trying to set a record. All right, give us a great answer. What had a moment? Best answer, whoever provides it wins the tickets. Imagine that. All right, great to be with you from Borgata on this Friday morning. Well, we'll see who rules the world this football season. Eagles obviously have a shot. Type of team with the talent they have that they should be in contention. Hey, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now. It starts at $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you think it is a mistake that the Eagles likely will not play Jalen Hurts at all this preseason? Now, one more game to go. It is tomorrow. I have very low expectations it'll play, so I think we feel confident we can put this poll question out there and say, yeah, he's likely not to play at all this preseason. Is that a mistake? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let me ask this, and by the way, weigh in on the phone lines as well. Let me ask this question. Elliot, percentage of listeners right now that do not know until I'm about to say it, or unless I said it earlier in the show and they heard it then but didn't know before that the Eagles play a Saturday afternoon game at 1 o'clock. What percentage of people today are going to wake up and find that out?
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm the best person to answer this because I'm so locked in on it.
I bet you it's at least 30%.
Yeah.
At least.
The Saturday at 1 o'clock thing is the wild card here.
It is a weird time.
I don't think they've played a daytime preseason game since Chip Kelly, who did it because, to be fair, the logic is good. They do play at 1 o'clock on a weekend. So it makes sense.
Interesting.
But, I would guess a small percentage.
Yeah, I would bet you.
Sorry, a small percentage know that the game.
I didn't know until I got back to work yesterday. I just assumed it was like a Friday night game or something. I had no idea until yesterday. So
it's really strange. All right, so the Dotson trade, your thoughts on that. The Phils, let's listen to Rob Thompson for a moment here. They obviously continue to struggle. And the Phil Skipper talked, you know, after the game last night, yet another loss. Phils lose the series to the Braves. They lose a game by a run. Well-pitched game, obviously, but the Phils bats aren't hitting. Here's Rob Thompson on the game, after the game last night on the Phillies offense.
How disappointed are you in just the offense this week?
Yeah, I mean, they pitched us pretty tough, you know, and we got tonight really good stuff. It creates a lot of chase, and we chased a lot in the series. We got to cut that back. We got to turn the field around, see the ball as long as we can. Think small. Big things happen.
I like the specifics he gave you in that answer, but I don't like the way we feel you know, watching the Phillies these days.
You know, we've talked a lot about the feel of this team, and again, I do think they've lost the magic.
Yep.
But we also need to accept they probably have just a fatal flaw that is not going away, and he just said it there. They chase bad pitches. Yeah. They just do. I mean, last night, again, the ninth inning, there was 12 total pitches that they saw in that
inning.
You
think it's like Donovan McNabb's accuracy? Like, especially on the short passes, like, it is what it is?
So I actually more think what it is it's Joel Embiid's health. Like, every year we can say, maybe he'll stay healthy. Maybe this is the year. It's just not going to happen. We can say that in the playoffs maybe they won't chase, but this is just, they are who they are.
All right, so the specifics of the team, obviously, on the table, including last night's game, what stood out to you in the series. But to Elliott's, you know, broader point today, that he feels the Phils have lost the magic. Accurate? Inaccurate? Too early to say. Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. Andrew calling us from the great town of Jim Thorpe. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, Joe, when are you going to start addressing me as the great caller Andrew from Jim Thorpe?
Well, I guess that depends on the next minute or two or three. You know, let's see what you got, big guy. I know this. If Jim Thorpe called right now, I'd say the great Jim Thorpe, who's a freaking great caller. But, you know, you're Andrew from Jim Thorpe. You know, we'll see. Ball's in your court.
All right, my friend. So I would like to start off with saying that I wish you the most sincere bad luck during your beat.
Yes, well, it is a great call.
This is horrible. Jim Thorpe wouldn't do that to me, by the way. You know, greatness respects greatness. But go ahead.
He would beat you outright. Hey, bro, the Jahan Dotson thing, man, I was I woke up to it. You know, I woke up, my phone's blown up, my boys are texting me. I'm actually really excited about it, honestly. I mean, you know, we finally have a third wide receiver who I actually know his name, and I couldn't tell you the last time the Philadelphia Eagles had that.
Well, everyone knew Quez Watkins' name, but maybe not for the same reasons that you know Jahan Dotson's name. But, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we were saying this yesterday on the Go Birds pod, like with James. I don't know the last time they had a wide receiver three that was this good. I mean, there's been a lot of times they haven't had a wide receiver one.
Well,
do you know
that he's better than Aguilar in 2017? I don't know that.
So Aguilar played better than we expected in 2017, but I do think Jahan Dotson, through 2 years of his career, had a better start to his career than Aguilar.
You know that what I true. Know he's That's definitely true. Better than? Quez Watkins. Yeah. A lot better.
You know, it's amazing, guys. For everything that went wrong in the Super Bowl, and there was about 20 different things 2 years ago, if Quez had just caught that ball, the Eagles probably win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Or if Jalen doesn't drop it, but yeah.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, even if Jalen drops it, even with the field, even with the flag, even with the fumble, even with the false start, with all of that, if Quez Watkins just catches that pass in the first half, the Eagles likely win the Super Bowl.
And that's why Dotson's worth a third-round pick. Because while he will not be top, you know, three on the team in targets, he will have balls thrown his way this year that will be very
important. All right, Andrew, I need an answer from you, my man. Who or what? What had a moment?
Okay, so it's a what, not a who.
It's a what.
Okay, so this is quick thinking by me. You know, when I was a kid, you know, the biggest thing around were Heelys, the shoes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, rolling around on the Heelys.
So, Andrew, I don't
know
what that is.
They're the shoes that had wheel on them. You could wheel around.
Half sneaker, half roller skates.
Yeah.
Well, don't know it. I know roller girl. Don't know half sneaker.
Of course you know roller girl.
All right, 215.
Shout out to roller girl, let's be honest.
Heather Graham.
I don't know.
Joe, are you recording these answers?
Neither of you have seen Boogie Nights before? Hold up. Have neither of you seen Boogie Nights? You don't know roller
girl? I guess you're talking to me and Devin. No, of course I haven't seen Boogie Nights. Is that with John Travolta?
Are you serious?
Is John Travolta in that?
No, dude.
Devin, have you seen Boogie Nights?
No. Of course not.
It's a great movie.
It's a great
movie. I know what it
is. It is absolutely one of the best movies of the 90s. That movie's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
I guess there's roller skating in it.
I'm going to give you two words. Sexually charged.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's not enough, you know? You're not even coming close to describing it.
All right.
Maybe I'll watch it.
215-592-9494. By the way, you guys know I got the random deep knowledge on stuff. Now, on this one, I got to actually go to my phone because I'm the dork. That when I read books, I take notes sometimes.
Oh,
okay,
no highlighter. You're not a highlighter.
I don't
guy?
Highlight, but I try not to take too many notes. But when I read something interesting, I try to note it so I can remember it more for the future. So the last caller called from Jim Thorpe. All right, tell me if you guys know this backstory to Jim Thorpe. I'm going to read right from my notes. This is a book I read last year. Thorpe, after he died, was not buried for a while. Patsy, his wife, was scheming again to utilize Jim Thorpe's status in some advantageous way. While in Philadelphia watching Channel 3, she saw a feature on a beautiful but struggling town in the Poconos. She decided to approach that town with the idea of burying Jim there. Well, initiating many endeavors around his legacy, they decided to rename the town.
Wow.
Hence, Jim Thorpe, PA, even though he had never been in, you know, Jim Thorpe,
what?
PA.
Well, never alive. Yeah. Never been there alive.
Never been there alive.
I mean, clarification. I always thought it was because he was born and raised there.
So did I, Devin.
The town wanted some popularity and recognition, and it's like, let's name the town after Jim Thorpe. And
is he still there?
So, all right, here we go. Addendum. Boys. Here we go. You ready? The last note, no, last note from my book. In 2010, Thorpe's son, after years of trying other ways, sued to get Thorpe's body moved back to Oklahoma. After an initial victory, the ruling was overturned.
Whoa!
Then the Supreme Court refused to hear the
Supreme
case.
Court.
His body remains in Jim Thorpe, PA.
It went all the way to the Supreme Court. Wow.
Can you believe that?
I mean, great, great gesture by the wife to make this happen.
No, she was a schemer,
right there,
man.
Well, it schemed awesome. He's got it. Who would know about Jim Thorpe if it wasn't him? This? Yeah.
All right, let's go to Steve in Cherry Hill. Steve, what's up, dude?
Hey, good morning, guys and Devin. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
Hello.
So anyway, Phillies, that topper is really, really getting to a level. It's annoying. Like, his decisions are really unbelievable. Sitting Boehm and Nick Castellanos for. And the dude's batting 248 or something. I know he's on a roll for last 2 months.
Well, someone has to hit fourth, Steve. I mean, I don't know right now that the Phillies have any good fourth hole hitter.
But I don't understand why, you know, Cassiano didn't take a day off all year. And, you know, they're sitting these good guys. And I just don't get his logic. Even the night before, Kingery pitched 6 pitches in the 8th inning. And we go into the 9th inning with this so-called closer and our nerves are shot. So I'm just not up to date with what his decision, why he's doing this. So anyway.
It hasn't been good lately, Steve. He's made mistakes. By the way, the Braves closer last night, I mean, freaking mowed. The
Iglesias is good. Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Starting pitcher almost had a 5 ERA and they're swinging at the dirt. I don't
5 ERA and a name that was like 37 letters.
You always do bad name. That's a bad name, that guy.
That's a horrible name. Horrible.
I'm glad Elliot's on the show today because I got a good question for him. With the red shirt, Kurt, preseason guy, going to throw more interceptions in the first game than he did all preseason?
It's a great question, and I think we all know the answer to that is yes. After how much of a big deal the one interception, no interceptions was, it feels like a lock that he will throw one week one, but based off his play, I don't think so. He's done, obviously, an excellent job taking care of the ball. It's a noticeable difference how much smarter he's been with the ball this year in camp than last year.
So. All right, Steve, give me something that had a moment.
So anyway, I can't say a sporting event, can I?
You can. Sure you can. What had a moment?
How about when Jason Kelce's speech?
That's a who. He's saying a speech by a person.
Also, like, teams winning a championship, it happens every year. I know it was just once for us, but like a moment. You know, we're talking like bigger than that.
I agree. It's not that Kelce didn't, but the speech didn't have a moment. Kelce had a moment.
Having a moment.
Yeah, no, well,
The Kelces are having a moment.
Yeah, the Kelces are having a moment.
Yeah, no doubt. They are. But they're who's also. All right, so let's get more into the Dotson trade. Two pieces of audio here to play to present the yin and the yang of this acquisition. So let's first play Ross Tucker and some audio that he put out yesterday on social media. Here's Ross, who really likes the acquisition of Dotson.
It is hard not to love the Jahan Dotson trade for the Philadelphia Eagles. First of all, the guy averaged 15 yards a catch and had 7 touchdowns as a rookie. He has more touchdowns than guys in his draft class like Drake London, Chris Olave. He has inside-outside versatility. The Eagles now control his rights for 3 more years if they elect to pick up the fifth-year option. The big reason why I think they did this is in case something happens to A.J. Brown or DeVonta Smith, they wanted to have a guy that they felt comfortable starting and a guy that can be their number three receiver. You got to love this move if you're an Eagles fan.
All right. Sounds great, right? That sounds great. Now let's get to Brian Mitchell. B. Mitch, obviously, you know, mostly known for his days in Washington as a great kick and punt returner down there for about a decade. But he had a couple outstanding seasons here in Philadelphia. And, you know, he's someone, when he talks football or even life, you know, we perk up because there's a lot of wisdom that comes from Brian Mitchell and a lot of knowledge. And obviously he's tied in still down there to Washington to the scene that's going on with their football team. He joined Ike and Spike and Jack yesterday in the afternoon show. And he's not saying, you know, Dotson can't play, but he is raising a pretty damn big red flag. Listen to Brian Mitchell yesterday on WIP.
What are we getting, B. Mitch, and Johan Dotson?
Well, you know, he's a young man who showed in his rookie season that he can actually play some football. But last year he didn't have a good year, and then this year I think he lost some of his confidence. You know, he said it to several reporters that, you know, I got to get my confidence back. And you know me, I'm a person who I believe in hard-nosed football players. I believe in competitive people. You can't be mentally weak. And in this camp, I didn't see him competing like I should see him competing. I saw him moping a little bit. I made a comment a couple, like last week or so, and I said, you got people out there acting like they're supposed to be given a job. And, you know, that their body language was off. He was one of the guys I was discussing. You know what I'm talking about? And then when they made this move today, I guess Dan Quinn came in and he said, we're going to compete, okay? And there are people that are moping around and there are people that are competing. If you're not going to compete, I don't think you're going to fit in Dan Quinn's system. And now he's in Philadelphia. I know one thing, he better get his mental toughness already, because if he's not mentally tough up there, if he's not playing well, they're going to let him know about it.
So some fascinating and, frankly, I'd say some concerning info from B. Mitch. I mean, I think one thing we know about Brian Mitchell, He calls it straight. You know, this isn't a situation like a team dumps a player. All right, let's dump on the guy. You know, let's sully his name on the way out the door. No, I don't believe that's in play here. Brian Mitchell saw what he saw, thought what he thought, and yesterday on WIP expressed it about a player the Eagles just acquired. You know, a buddy of mine who's a Washington fan, he told me, I talked to him last night, I was like, he's, you know, I haven't been following, you know, Dotson in Washington this camp, right? I mean, who was up here other than Howie Roseman? And my buddy told me about 10 days ago, Dan Quinn came out, their head coach, obviously formerly of Dallas, as defensive coordinator. Dan Quinn came out and said, yeah, we gotta figure out who our second wide receiver is. And my friend was like, he's like, when he heard that, he's like, well, what the heck? So they didn't like something about him, and it's probably the stuff Brian Mitchell Elliott was talking about.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting way of saying they really mismanaged their talent there in Washington. I mean, Jahad Dotson was a first-round pick 2 years ago. So while I believe Brian Mitchell for sure, to me, that is more on Washington. If you've taken a first-round pick and managed him in a way where you think he's lost his confidence, then that's on the team. And Washington,
not entire, but people are people.
I agree with that.
That you're letting the player off the hook with that.
No, I don't think I am, because Washington is not a well-run football team.
Of course they're not.
Yeah, so that's my point. Like, so yes, could confidence have been an issue for him? Yeah, but I think when you are a rookie and you go into a place like Washington that has bad quarterbacks, bad coaching, a decent roster, but they're not a winning organization.
Right, they're definitely not.
I think that impacts a player. So coming to Philadelphia, I think will be better for him than playing in Washington.
Well, I agree with that. Look,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.